This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, and those who are doing i'tikaf, those lucky ones, those selected ones, those who are meticulously really selected to be doing i'tikaf, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from you. So we are, or we have reached the final countdown. You know, as Ramadan now is in the verge of departing. If you remember, just a few days ago, we were all excited. You know, Ramadan is here, Ramadan is here. SubhanAllah, the spirit that this month brings into our lives, into the masajid, you know, you see this happiness. You see people you have never seen before. You see them and people are smiling. Kids come in and it's a beautiful, beautiful climate, you know. And so this is the khair of Ramadan. And unfortunately, Allah Azza just spoke the truth, not unfortunately. Allah Azza just spoke the truth when he says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. When he says, Siyam has been prescribed upon you, it has been prescribed on people before you. When he says people before you, that means other nations that came before the nation of Prophet Muhammad, like example of other nations, kids. What? The nation of? Of Isa alayhi salam, and before Isa, the nation of Musa, the nation of Ibrahim, all the other prophets. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. So when you think of this, fasting was not only prescribed on the Ummah of Rasulullah, was not only prescribed on the Muslims, it was also prescribed on, you know, nations before us. But maybe not like Ramadan, like us, but on, you know, people before us, they used to fast. Although their fasting was different. But then Allah Azza says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Very limited number of days. It goes so fast, number of days. Have you noticed, you know, you do Fajr, you maybe stay in the masjid if you're lucky to do some Quran or some recitation, maybe you pray Duha, you go home, maybe you rest, it's Duhr time already, you get up and then you have your breakfast. No, you don't have no breakfast, and then what do you do? And then Asr time, you pray Asr, and then you start getting ready, it's Maghrib time. And then Isha time. And then SubhanAllah, it just goes so fast. I feel it. For me, I feel this. By the way, it is one of the signs or minor signs of the Day of Judgment. The Prophet mentioned this, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he says the year will become or will feel like a month. And a month will feel like a week. And a week will feel like Jum'ah. Jum'ah is like a day. And Jum'ah will feel like 1 hour. This is the time. Time, Allah Azza wa Jalla will take out this barakah from time. And I felt this a long time ago, subhanAllah, when we were kids. Yani between Asr and Maghrib, I remember I could do so many things. In my teens, well, Asr time, this is, you know, back home, we'll go out and you go visit this person, you go give da'wah here, you go do that. And it's still time, like you say, when is Maghrib? SubhanAllah, you felt that barakah. But now, that barakah has been, subhanAllah, taken off from the time, right? My father, he knows, our uncle knows, we know these things, we feel it, subhanAllah. So Allah says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. This fasting, it will only be for limited number of days, yani 29 days, 30 days. We need to take advantage of these final 10 nights because we have entered, alhamdulillah, the final 10 days of Ramadan. So, al-qadim khayrun min al-madi. What's to come is better, my brothers and sisters, than what has gone. What I'm saying here, these 20 days of Ramadan that have passed, these 10 days now that will be witnessed, inshallah ta'ala, are better than the 20 days that have passed from Ramadan. Everything now from now on is better. Why? The hasanat, everything, the rewards get multiplied. Brothers and sisters, listen up. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, or in fact Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, he says, وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار. Your Lord, He creates and He selects or favors. Allah, He creates and favors. I'll give you some examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens. And from all the heavens, Allah favored Al-Firdaus Al-A'la, the highest level in Jannah, Al-Firdaus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies. And from the skies, Allah favored the seventh sky to be on top, descending to His throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels. There are just so many angels, and we'll talk about the angels that descend on the night of the power, because our theme today will be about the night of decree and why it was called the night of decree. Laylatu, what is it called in Arabic? Laylatu? Laylatul Qadr. Why is it called Laylatul Qadr? Why Qadr? Why is the name? And in English, it has the night of the power, the night of decree, the night of honor. Why all these meanings? Why all these translations? Whereas in Arabic is only Laylatul Qadr. We will talk about that as well and explain. So, in the angels that descend on this night, we will talk about that as well. There are so many angels. The Prophet Muhammad, when he went up into the heavens, when he saw, he says, أَطْلَتِ السَّمَاءُ وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَنْ تَأْتِ. The heavens have become so overpacked, overcrowded with angels. You will not find a space of four fingers, rather than you will find an angel making sujood or ruku' to Allah Azza wa Jal. Imagine the heavens. There's so many angels making sujood, ruku', and the Prophet says this angel is making sujood since the day Allah Azza wa Jal created him until the end of time. He will never come back from his sujood. And another angel making ruku' since the day he was created until the Yawm al-Qiyamah, he's making ruku' and so on and so forth. You know, in the heavens, there is also the Kaaba. There's a Kaaba there. What is it called? Bayt al-Ma'mur. Sheikh, no. Mumkin aghalbak ma'i? There is there's some chocolate in here. Aywa, if you open that, I have a tray. Yes. Sure, why not? You're going to save this, right? You're going to save it until iftar. Here we go. Save it until iftar. Right? Yes. Okay. Jazakallah khair. Al-Baytul Ma'mur. The Prophet says when they got to Al-Baytul Ma'mur, every day, imagine this, every day 70,000 angels, they go around making tawaf. The next day, another 70,000 come and make tawaf. This place never ends from angels making tawaf. If 70,000 come today, next day, another 70,000. This started happening from the day Allah created mankind until the end of time. Imagine every day 70,000 until Yawm al-Qiyamah. So Allah created these angels. And from all these angels, Allah favored three. What's their name? Mika? Mikael? And you? Who said that? You helped him, man. I can't split this between you and him. Yeah. So you're going to win all the chocolate today? You're going to win all the chocolate, but you're going to share with your brother, right? Okay. Mika, Jibril. Jibril, the angel of Al-Wahi. Israfil, Mikael, Israfil, the one who is responsible about the trumpet. And then Mikael. No, Malak al-Maut. Malak Jibril? No, Jibril, Mikael. The rain, mashallah alayk. You're fasting, right? He says yes. Here. Don't break your fast with it. Break your fast with the date and then you can follow up with the chocolate. You see, it goes very fast, and the chocolate. From all these angels, Allah favored these three. And then Allah created mankind. And from all mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored the prophets. And from all the prophets, Allah favored the messengers. And from the messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored Ulul Azm, five. Ulul Azm, the five. And then Allah favored Prophet Muhammad ﷺ to be the final messenger that would come out, you know, to mankind. This prophet, who was the final messenger and the first messenger to enter Jannah. And this man who came, whose ummah was the last ummah and the first ummah to enter Jannah. Right? So Allah creates and He selects, creates and He favors, you know. And then Allah created nations. There's so many nations of so many prophets, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored what nation? Nation of Prophet Muhammad. When Allah says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You were the best nation that came out to mankind. So this nation is the best. Allah creates and He favors. Allah created places. And from all the places, Allah favored Mecca. Allah created mountains. And from all the mountains, Allah favored Uhud or Arafah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla created days and nights. And from all the days, Allah favored the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allah created nights. And from all the nights, Allah favored the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And within the last 10 nights, Allah favored one night called Laylatul Qadr, the night of the power. You see, this is the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this universe. Allah, He creates and He favors the prophets. Allah says that in Surah Al-Baqarah, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Those are the prophets who favored some over others. You know? So, what is so special about this night? Why are we here? Even sometimes the people who don't come at all, you know, but when it starts this 10 nights, they start showing up. And there are certain people, you don't see them throughout the year, but you see them on the night, or it's called, or what they think it is, the night of the 27th. And there are some people who never come at all, they only come on the day of Eid. And there are some people who don't come at all to the masjid, you never see them, you see them once. Do you know when? Janaza. They never come to the masjid, but they don't come as live, they come as dead, being carried. It's been reported in this, not hadith, people who were in Mecca, and they were, you know, in Mecca, those of you who visited, every salah, there is salat al-janaza, salat al-janaza, salat al-janaza, every day. And then they were carrying one day this salat al-janaza, they tried to enter through the door, they couldn't get in, subhanAllah. They tried to come from Allah. They couldn't get in. They just carried the janazah doesn't want to go in. So they had to put it outside and do sa janazah on it outside. When they inquired of the man who's buried or was like dead, he's a person who's local. He's local. But he never went in haram or did tawaf or did umrah or hajj. Never, never. So Allah did not allow him after his death to enter the masjid al-haram. La ilaha illallah. So, you know, what is so special about this night? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سورة القدر إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر إنا أنزلناه. We have revealed it. It means what? We have revealed it. إنا أنزلناه. We have sent it down. It means what? Yes, sir. The Quran. What is the evidence, uncle, that the Quran was revealed on the night of the power? What is the evidence? That it is the Quran. You see, tafsir, when you do tafsir, first you do tafsir, Quran from the Quran. If you cannot find from the Quran, you go from the hadith. And then, you know, the other levels, you know, the Ahl al-Ilm and whatnot, you know, the analogy. So you go one by one. So tafsir, let us make tafsir of this ayah from the Quran. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed it on the night of the power. You're saying it is the Quran. Can we, what's the evidence? We go to another tafsir. We need to find the tafsir. Can we find something in the Quran that says that it is the Quran? La. نعم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن but it says شهر رمضان the month of Ramadan but here it says ليلة القدر ليلة القدر we go to سورة الدخان I did tafsir for it yesterday here. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. We have revealed it on a blessed day, which is the night of the power. You know, it is the Quran. So the Quran was revealed on this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. What is Qadr? Why it is called Qadr? Why it is called decree? It is called Qadr, brothers and sisters, because it's been said by in the several hadith that in this particular day or night, in this particular day of Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the angels know the decree as to what happens or what will happen during the year. Let's say 2022 or 2023. What's going to happen in 2022? The angels, they would know on this particular day or what's going to happen on year 2023. You know, for the next year, the angels were to know that on the night of the power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his knowledge, He transfers that knowledge to the angels, let's say, on this night of the power. He will say, the angels now they know, in this day, 2023, January, what's your name? Farhan will get married. You're already married. Okay, so January 2023, Monday, Farhan will get married. Now the angels, they know. All right. On February, Tuesday, 2023, 7 a.m., so-and-so will have a baby. This man will have a job. This lady will have this. You know, it is reported to the angels on the night of the power. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr." Qadr, taqdirat of Allah Azza wa Jal. The taqdirat, the maqadir, as we say, the maqadir as to what's gonna happen on this year is to be revealed to the angels on the night of the power. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So this is what one reason as to why it is called the night of decree, the night of decree or the night of the power. Some call it the night of honor because it's the honor as well. It has to do with the dignity and honor in the ibadat of the Muslims during that night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. And then Allah says, laylatul qadri khayr. This is a very, you know, a lot of people when they make this translation, they make it, you know, unfortunately they don't give you the proper translation. They say, well, if you worship Allah during that night, it is as if you worshiped Allah for 1000 months, which is 83 years and 6 months. Right. But actually Allah says in the Quran, laylatul qadri khayrun. It is better. If you were to worship Allah, it is better than 1,000 months, not equivalent to 1,000 months, better than worshiping Allah for 1,000 months, which is, imagine 83 years. You know, you're 50 or whatnot, you know, and you've been worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's say since you have reached the age of puberty, you've been accountable. So let's say for 20 or 30 years, do you know if your ibadat has been accepted? You don't know if your ibadat have been accepted for the past 30 years. But this particular month, this particular night of the night of the power, if you were to be amongst those who will witness that night, you will be standing during that night. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayh, Ibn al-Qayyim, one of the pious people, says what he says, if the night of the power was to be the whole year, I will wake up the whole year, not to miss it. He says, how about if it's only 10 nights or 10 days? Because he knows the value of it. He knows the merits of this night. He knows the importance of this night. He says, if it was the whole year, just to witness that one night, I will stand up the whole night and pray the whole night during those 10 years or during that full year. But he says, it's only 10 days. Shouldn't I stand, you know, and pray throughout that, you know, only 10 nights? You know, I will make that effort just so not to miss that night, the Laylatul Qadr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Better than 83 years of accepted ibadat. Accepted. This is why I asked, do you know if your ibadat are accepted? You know, I'm 54 years old. Do I know that my ibadat that I've been doing, all my siyam, all my salah, all my Quran, all my hajj, all my umrahs, Do I have any guarantee? I wish and I hope that Allah will accept, but can I guarantee? No, I can't. I can't. But if you were to witness the night of the power, it is guaranteed. Guaranteed. 83 years and 6 months of ibadah accepted. But if you were to be the lucky one, will Allah Azza wa Jalla accept that from you? Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. And then Allah says, tanazzalul malaika. Oh, before I say that, I gave an example yesterday during my khutbah, Jum'ah khutbah. I gave this example of somebody telling you, you know, in these 10 nights, I'm going to pass by your homes. I know where you guys live. And then whoever is standing by his door, I'm going to give him $5,000. $10,000. Uncle, if I find you, you got $10,000. If you're not there, I'm going to move on to the next home, to the next house. When are you coming? I'm going to come during these 10 nights from Maghrib until Fajr. Wait for me. If I don't show up today, I'm going to show up tomorrow. But you will get your $10,000. All you have to do, just wait at the door. Who's going to wait at the door for 10 days? I'm going to wait at $10,000, my man. I need that money. Not only me, I'm going to wake up my family. Nobody sleeps. Everybody has to wait by the door. They say, Baba, we're tired. She says, it's okay to be tired, but it's $10,000 each. Make sure everybody. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, you know, if you were to witness that night, you will have this one night, ibadah of 83 years. When it's something tangible, we want to make effort for it because I'm going to get that $10,000 in my pocket. But if it's something from ghaib, from the unseen, which Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, guarantees 83 years, 1,000 months, better than 1,000 months, why can't we believe in and make tasdiq to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr, tanazzalul malaika. We're going to talk about, you know, now we're talking about this night and when it is and what are the virtues of it. What should we do in it, inshallah? So this is the theme and this is the topics and the subjects or the topics that I'll be covering, inshallah ta'ala, you know, tonight, bi-idhnillah. Something beautiful to know. Do you know that angels, they come down on this night? The angels. One of my students, many times I heard this in this masjid, wallahi, when I used to have programs for the youth, long time ago. And then we used to do qiyam. And a couple of my students, I know their names, but I'm not going to share them with you. They went outside. It was a night, I don't remember what night it was. They went outside in the masjid. And you know here, alhamdulillah, you know, it's like farms before, you know, like 15 years ago, you don't find, you know, this, like the roads, and it was just farms, still farms, but there was no golf course across the street. They were just walking in the fields. And then they said, Sheikh, we saw something we've never seen before. They saw some green spots, like shining spots. Not one, both of them. They saw some green shiny spots coming close, coming and going like this, you know, huge. There's some people who get to see these beautiful things. When they told me that, I said, in my mind, I said, inshallah, these are the angels. These are the angels. Now, there were reports of many people seeing something like that. The angels, they come down. You will not see them in their physical forms. You won't. You can't see them in their physical forms. But they come down led by whom? Led by whom? You didn't speak. He's going to take all my chocolate, this boy here. Yeah, right there. They are led by the master of all the angels. And who's the master of all the angels? Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel, brothers and sisters, he has not come down to earth since the day the Prophet Muhammad has died. Jibreel, they used to come to bring the revelation to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes he will come once a week, once a day, sometimes more than once a day. Sometimes he would come a lot. Rasulullah, he will come, the Prophet Muhammad, you know, and he would reveal to him some news or something. So, but he stopped coming since the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then he comes every year on the night of the power. On Laylatul Qadr. He comes. He leads the angels. And you may say, but how does that work? Because there's night time here, and then in another country is daytime. In another country is the next day. In another country is the previous day. The marvelous, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is throughout the night, the whole night. You may say, Tab, how can that work? The angel of death, somebody died in Oakville at 7:27 p.m. Same time, 7:27 p.m., somebody died in Toronto. So the angel of death, how did he do that? How did he? And in Vancouver, and in Jeddah, and in Mecca, and in Pakistan, and in India. So how does that happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah azza wa jal. You can't just comprehend these things. You can't comprehend these things. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when he needs something or he wants something, he says, be, and it is. Kun, fayakun. Khalas. So, by the way, and how many angels descend on this particular night? The ulama, they say that the angels that come down on this night, or the angels that descend on this night, they are more, they're the superior than the number of stones and pebbles and rocks on earth. Can anybody count outside how many stones in the parking lot? Just go to the parking lot and then count for me how many stones you will find in the ground. You can't do that. Just in the parking lot, you cannot do that. Count, oh my, I find stone. You keep on digging, you will find stones. You keep on digging, you will find rocks. You keep on. The angels that come down on this day, on this night, is more than the number of pebbles on earth. Tanazzalu. That's why Allah says, tanazzalu. Those who speak Arabic, maybe they will understand, maybe they won't. Allah didn't say tanzilu. In Arabic, tanzil is to come down. Inzil. 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 Come down. Tanzil. They come down. But Allah says, tanazzalu. بصيغة المبالغة it's a superior form, you know, it's not like تنزل. I give another example. وقطعنا أيديهن, those ladies who cut their hands. What are we talking about here? The ladies who cut their hands, when they saw Yusuf عليه السلام, they cut their hands. But Allah says وقط طَعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ, in this very, big form, in this superior form, بِصِغَةِ الْمُبَالَغَةِ, it's been said that they kept on cutting their hands so much so that they didn't feel the pain of the drop, the blood dripping and dripping, because they were bewitched by the beauty of Yusuf عليه السلام, right? So Allah says here, تَنَزَّلُ, it's in a big form, it's in a very superior form. We call it in Arabic sirat mubalagha. They come down in huge, massive numbers, because it's the importance of this particular night, the night of the power. تنزل الملائكة والروح. الروح means here جبريل عليه السلام. والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي. Salam, peace. It's a peaceful night. I will give you some signs as to why or how you can recognize whether it is the night of the power or not the night of the power. Because the Prophet told us, about some signs to know whether this night is actually the night of the power. So, brothers, could you stand up for me? Could you stand up? Yeah, stand up. I've been talking for almost half an hour, but I haven't seen no hugs. So I want to see some hugs, inshallah. Why don't you hug? It's Eid today. It could be the night of the power. It's the night of the 23rd. You know that? Tonight is the night of the 23rd. So get up and hug each other. Eid Mubarak. Day Mubarak. Laylat Qadr, inshallah, Mubarak. Aywa, this is exactly, I want you to stand up. And I don't know if the sisters are up or not.
And then you drop my mic.
I just want my, give me my mic. When? Area. So when is this night? Now we know the beauty, we know the cardinality of this night. Am I done? Oh, okay. Are they talking to us, the people live?
You can ask them to ask questions.
Okay, all right. We'll try to do that, inshallah. And I got to ask my people here as well. So we know the importance of this night. We know how great it is if you were to witness it. And all of you that are coming here, especially, even the masjid, you will feel that the masjid tonight will be more packed than yesterday. Why? Because tonight is an odd night. And I will explain, what does that mean. When is Laylatul Qadr? It is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It's in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. This is why Prophet Muhammad used to do what in the last 10 nights of Ramadan? Prophet Muhammad used to do what in the last 10 nights of Ramadan? Yes.
Stay in the masjid.
And what do we call that? Stay in the masjid. What do we call that? Don't throw it. Just let him guess. And what do we call that? I'tikaf. Can you say Aywa. I'tikaf. Not I'tikaf. I'tikaf. I know. Arabic is powerful. I mean, we don't have that in Pakistan, do you? Although, you have that? You have hey. I like that. Where are you? I'tikaf is when he comes in. And we will talk also about i'tikaf a little bit, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers, when you come to the masjid every night here, come with the intention of i'tikaf. Even if you're not going to sleep here. But come with the intention of i'tikaf to get the reward, inshallah, of i'tikaf. You come and you leave everything, and i'tikaf happens only in Ramadan. You can say, i'tikafuna fil masajid. I'tikaf in the masajid. You cannot do i'tikaf at home. Can you do i'tikaf at home? No, the i'tikaf happens in the masajid, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. Can sisters do i'tikaf? In Sahih Muslim, there is a saying about this. Can women do i'tikaf?
Yes.
Yes, they can do i'tikaf if they want to. If the masjid is equipped for them to do i'tikaf, yes. Aisha radiallahu anha, she also did that with Rasulullah alayhi wasallam. So we cannot, prevent women from doing i'tikaf if they want to do i'tikaf. And if the masjid, again, is equipped for our sisters to do i'tikaf, yes, they can do i'tikaf in the masjid. So Laylatul Qadr happens in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. When exactly it happens, but how long it happens from Maghrib until when? Until Fajr. From Maghrib, so it is not only when you do Taraweeh or at night when do Qiyam. It actually starts from Maghrib. So between Maghrib and Fajr, it is that time where you and I should be truly, fully concentrated on ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we need to take breaks to eat, breaks to maybe, if you need to go to the washrooms or whatnot, but fully concentrated on ibadah between Maghrib and Fajr, hoping that we will catch it, inshaAllah ta'ala. Is it compulsory to spend the night in the masjid? No, it is not compulsory. It is not mandatory. You can stay sometimes in the masjid. You may want to go home. As long as you are in the state of, ibadah, dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, recitation of the Quran. You are in ibadah, right? But most likely when you are in the masjid, akhi, this is why the people of i'tikaf, they are the winners, inshallah. They're winners. Why? Because they're here. But if they were to, again, abide by the rules of i'tikaf, it is not i'tikaf and I'm on my phone all the time. Social media, doing business, this, yahi, then go back home and keep doing your business. You don't have to be here, yahi. What's the point? When you come and do i'tikaf, khalas, i'takafa. Leave everything behind and concentrate on your ibadah. You have the whole day until Maghrib. Before Maghrib, you can take some rest. You can sleep. You can, not eat because you're fasting. But you can, take care of your business, take care of your emails, take care of yourself. But from Maghrib, unless it is something that is, let's say, an exception. I've got to come out. I've got to do something important. I've got to send this text because it's it's an emergency. But no, so those are exceptions. Can I, during the state of i'tikaf, go out from the masjid to go and take care of some needs? Yes. Some sahabis, actually, one sahabi who was in i'tikaf, but he was cold because there was an emergency somewhere. He had to step out from the masjid to go. But just to step out from the masjid without any reason, no, it is not from the etiquette of i'tikaf. I'tikaf is that you remain in the premises of the musalla, of the masjid, right here. Outside, because now we have this wall. The musalla is right here. This is where you should remain if you're doing i'tikaf. When you need to go to the washroom, you go to the washroom. When you want to eat, if it's there, you go to eat. But then as soon as you finish, just like a fish, you come out from the water, you won't breathe. You have to go back to the water. Your water is here inside the musalla, right here where you have to be. Only for 10 days. And then, when is it? Okay, so we know these things, from Maghrib until Fajr, for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Can you make it more precise? Nah, we can make it more precise. How about the night of the 27th? A lot of people say it is the night of the 27th. Yes, we have a hadith. 100% agreed. It's in Bukhari that, you know, it seems the highest, you know, opinion is that it is on the night of the 27th. Hadith is in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari. But Prophet Muhammad, he never told us exactly where, because he even himself, he did not, you know, in one hadith says he forgot. Allah wanted to keep it. Is if you were to know when you're going to, may Allah forbid, if you were to go to know where you're going to die, you're going to die on this particular day in 10 years, you may take it easy, and then 1 year before or 1 month before, yallah, I'm going to start working hard, because I know I'm going to die on this day. Nobody knows when they're going to die. So you got to be ready to depart at any time. So here, we don't know when it's going to be. Is it going to be on this night or that night or this? We don't know. So that's why we're not going to take no chances. This is why there's another opinion that says it happens in the odd nights. The odd nights. Yani the 21st already happened. The 23rd, which is the night of the 23rd, which is tonight. Inshallah, we'll be lucky, inshallah, tonight. Which will be tonight. Or the 25th. Or the 27th. Is that it? Or the 29th as well. So don't forget, because I don't want you to come here on the 27th. Salaamu alaikum. I'll see you next year, 2023, inshallah. How about the night of the 29th? It could be on the night of the 29th as well. And here's another third opinion that says it alternates. If this year it was on the 27th night, next year it may be on the 25th night. If it was on the 25th night, the following year it could be on the 21st night. And so on and so forth. So why am I going to take a chance like gambling? We're not going to gamble with this. The last 10 nights, I'm going to get up and pray and do tahajjud and qiyam and Quran and whatever I can, inshallah ta'ala, to be able to not miss this only one night from Maghrib until Fajr. Are you following me? Am I just not entertaining you enough? Are you a cab driver? Why? When I used to drive, when I used to go to school in San Francisco, they told you, right? In San Francisco, it was for my master's. And then I used to drive a cab part-time, you know, while I was going to university. And then when I used to go to the masjid, all the cab drivers, they used to sit, you know, leaning on the wall. You know, all the cab drivers, the back problems, huh? The back problems. So all of us were known, you know, like in the masjid, we're sitting on, you know, say, oh, cab driver, he's a cab driver, he's a cab driver. You have a problem back. Aywa. May Allah give you shifa, inshallah ta'ala. Tayyib. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to treat these nights very, very, you know, especially sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm almost done, okay, brother? So I'll give you some time to make your dua and dhikr as well if you want, and to renew your wudu as well, inshallah ta'ala, to get ready for Maghrib. It was described the Prophet Muhammad كان يشد مئزرة ويهجر أهله. He would leave his family. You know, the mi'zar is the in Arabic, you have it in Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh. You wear the what do you call it? You know, that thing that you, it's like a round thing, you don't jump on it, you just go on it and then turban. Depending where you're from, some countries call it turban, some countries call it something else. You know this round thing, right? Longi. You see, I know what time it is, because I was. Lacha, huh? Lacha, just like lati. I remember long Longi from Zamal Akhir, Jamaat Tabligh, we used to go with them. And they used to, I loved it. Yemeni people, they also have it as well, the Yemen people. You know. So that's in Arabic called Mi'zam. So the Prophet Muhammad, he used to tie his Mi'zam. Khalas, I'm tying my Mi'zam, I'm not going to remove it here for another, you know, go to sleep. I'm going to tie my Mi'zam. In another, you know, explanation, he would not be intimate with his wife, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be only concentrating on ibadat on that particular night. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will wake up his family. He will wake up his family. He will wake up the you know, he will go to Ali. He will go wake up to his, you know, to Fatima. He will, you know, to his wives. wake up. He will wake them up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just for you, you wake up and you come to the masjid, but he will wake up his family to try to witness this particular night, the night of the power. You don't know. Your kids are making du'a. Umar ibn Khattab used to do this. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he used to collect his children and make du'a. And then he would say, Ameen, Ameen. You don't know who's... Umar ibn Khattab, you know, walking in the market, he would find a kid, he would go and tell him, please make du'a for me. Kids like, you know, make a du'a for me, because the du'a, you know, would be accepted. Kids, there's no sin. You know, he's a kid making du'a from Umar ibn Khattab. What are some of the signs? How do I know it is the night of the power? You would know there are certain signs, but after the night has gone. Yani during the day. What are the signs during the day? Some ulama or some scholars said, a dream. Some people see dreams, but we cannot take this, you know, for granted. But some people, they may see dreams at night saying, many times it happened. You know, I heard it from so many people. They woke up seeing a dream or seeing a dream. I felt tonight is the night of the power. Tonight somebody's like waking me up. I don't know who, but someone is trying to wake me up. Wake up and pray. It could be a dream, number one. Number two, the calmness and the peace of that particular night. The night of the night of the power, you will feel like it is not very cold. It is not very hot. It is not windy. You will feel calmness and sweetness. You will look at the trees. They're like, it's not like windy. You will find it very calm night. It's a sign that it could be that night of the power. And then after the night, which is in the morning, the sun, when the sun, you know, rises, the sun rises white without rays. Can you look at the sun can you look at the sign like with the naked eye? Can I just like the sun here? Can you, you know, look at the sign and the sun like eye to eye? You can't, you know, because it will, you know, but because it's got that rays. But that particular day, that particular day, you could go and look at the sun rising and it will not hurt you. If you can do that, that's a good sign that it is that night. Prior to that is the night of Laylatul Qadr. So how can I prepare for it, inshallah ta'ala, in the next couple of minutes so that we give you some time? What should we do during this final nights? What should we maximize on? We should maximize on a lot of things. On ibadat. What kind of ibadat? Do a schedule, my brothers and sisters. A schedule so that you don't want to be bored as well. You know, if you keep on reciting Quran, amazing. But I don't want you to get bored. Shaitan will want you to do that because there's traps of shaitan. You know, he will come and tell you, read Quran only. Just do Quran. Quran is this, Quran is that. And then, okay, I'm just going to be reading and reading. But what will happen? At some point, you will just be reading without connecting. At some point, you'll be reading, not knowing what you're saying. At some point, you'll be reading and falling asleep. But he wants you to get bored. Max, you know, mix, match your exactly. Little bit of Quran. You're tired? Okay, stop. What are you going to do? Do some dhikr. You're tired? Stop. Make some dua. You're tired? Stop. Ponder on the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You're tired? Go back to the Quran. Are you tired? Oh, it's time to make sunnah. Do two rak'at sunnah. Mix your ibadah so you don't feel bored and you get that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recitation of the Quran, maximize that inshallah as much as you can. If you're reading one page a day before, in these final 10 nights, do more than one page a day. Do two pages. If you're reading one juz, do two. Yani try to increase as much as you can from your ibadah. This is recitation of the Quran. Dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Make a mention of the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Make a mention, you know, praise your Lord. Praise Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha. Sit. You see, dhikr embodies two things. The tongue and the heart. A lot of people, you find them saying, you want to hear something funny? Yes or yes? I give you two choices. Yes or yes? So, Umar ibn Khattab, he saw a man walking in the streets, in the markets. You know, and then he's saying, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. This guy, you know, this sahabi, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He's seeking forgiveness from his Lord. And then he's looking around, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He saw him, he says, wallahi, your istighfar needs istighfar. What kind of istighfar is this? You know, you're not connecting with the... So, subhanAllah, when you say subhanAllah, ponder. The whole universe is saying subhanAllah. The birds, the trees, everything is praising Allah Azza wa Jal. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a treasure of Jannah. You know, there's a treasure in Jannah, it's called La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then Salat ala Nabi, the Drood, you call it Drood in Urdu. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Or a shorter version, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Nabiina Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallim. You know, just send salutations upon Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. So, Quran, Dhikr, Salah, Nafl, voluntary prayers, you know, two salah, two in twos, you know, this is voluntary prayers, twos and twos and twos and twos and twos, you know, try to do as much prayer, qiyam al-layl, tahajjud, you know, taraweeh, these are all considered to be, you know, qiyam. So try, inshaAllah ta'ala, in these final 10 days, 10 nights, to do more, you know, salah. What else? What is the... Yeah, sadaqah, charity. This is, if you can, don't miss out on this. You know, charity given today is better than charity given in the first 20 days of Ramadan. From now until the day before Eid. All the, you know, everything that you do now is better than whatever you have done in the past 20 days. Why? Because it's the 10 most beloved days in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So, the dua, do not forget the dua. Make lots of dua. Have a dua list. I don't know, some people they say, have a dua list. Okay, if you want to have a dua list, have a dua list. I say, dua is the one that comes from the heart. This is what I say. Yes, may you want a dua list, I want to make dua for this, about this, about this. But by the way, brothers and sisters, why do we always make dua for things that we don't have? A lot of people, when they make dua, when they supplicate Allah, they supplicate invoking Allah for things that they don't have. And they forget what they have. And what they have is more. Is numerous. What they have is, you know, you can't count that blessings. So ask Allah to protect what you have. Ask Allah to preserve what you have. Ask Allah to give you the, you know, the health that you have. Ask Allah to bless that health that you have. Ask Allah to bless the home that you have. Ask Allah to bless your parents, which you have if they're still alive. Ask Allah to bless them. You won't know the value of the parents until they're gone. So make dua for your parents. Make dua for your children. Make dua for your spouses. Make dua for, you know, the fact that alhamdulillah you have a ceiling. Some people don't have a ceiling. Some people don't have home. Make dua to Allah protect your health, your wealth, your lineage. Not only making dua for things that you do not have. You understand? So making dua as well. But there is one particular dua that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Aisha to say. You all know this dua. Aisha say, Ya Rasulullah, teach me something I can say during this, you know, days of Ramadan, you know, the days of the last 10 days. He taught her to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa. فَعَفُوا عَنِّي. And the Prophet Muhammad, he chose the name of Allah, Al-Afu. Different than the name of Allah, Al-Tawwab, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar. These are all beautiful names of Allah. Al-Tawwab, the one who accepts Tawbah. Al-Ghaffar, the one who forgives. Al-Ghaffar, the oft forgiver. But Allah, the Prophet says, Al-Afu. Oh Allah, you love to pardon me. Al-Afu is the one who effaces the sins. Khalas, I'm done. Al-Afu is the one who effaces the sins. They are not there. Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar, you're asking him to forgive you. Yes, he may forgive you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will forgive you, but you will be held responsible about those sins which you have done. Allah will show you your sins on the day of judgment. You've done this, you've done this, you've done this. And the believer says, yes, yes, yes. But Al-Afu, he will efface those sins. They will no longer be there in your book of records. They're gone. This is why actually, Ya Rabbi, innaka afu tu'ibbul afwa fa'afu. And in Arabic, afa means maha. In Arabic, afa means to efface something, to erase it. Erase it, it's no longer there. So, using this beautiful name of Allah in your dua, Allahumma innaka afu tu'ibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you, may Allah reward you. And don't forget your zakah. What do we call this? Zakatul mal or zakatul fitr? All right, here's chocolate now. The zakah which we pay in Ramadan. The zakah that we have to do is zakah to what? Zakat al-mal? Zakat fitr. Okay. Is zakat al-fitr fard or not fard? Fard? Which is the fard? Zakat al-mal or zakat al-fitr? I see, you got it wrong. You got it wrong. Zakat al-mal is the fard. When we, the Islam is five pillars, the five pillars of Islam. The five pillars of Islam is La ilaha illallah, and then Salah, Zakah. Which Zakah? The Zakat of the wealth, not Zakat al-Fitr. Zakat al-Fitr, it is na'am, sunnah, mu'akkada, obligation, according to some ulama, it is na'am, obligation. If you don't pay it, na'am, you will get a sin. But it's not fard, like Salah or like the Zakat al-Mal. So don't forget your Zakat al-Fitr. And some people, they combine them both together, Zakat al-Mal and Fitr in Ramadan. So because they don't want to, you know, make any mistakes, because, you know, it's the lunar calendar versus the solar calendar. So in Ramadan, they pay all their Zakat. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you. I ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you. I ask Him subhanAllah to make us witness this night, the night of the power, for Him to efface all our sins and to make us see His face in Jannah inshaAllah ta'ala, and to be the companion of Prophet Muhammad in Jannah inshaAllah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. جزاكم الله خير. بارك الله فيكم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.